One day years ago, I was full of emotions as I drove to pick up my dad for a major surgery that he was scheduled for later that morning. The closer I got to his house, the tighter the knot forming in the pit of my stomach became. I was filled with anxiety, knowing we could receive very bad news from the surgeon. Hot tears began stinging my eyes. Then suddenly, through those tears, I saw a man in the fog. Due to the limited visibility, I was driving unusually slowly down my dad's street when I noticed the figure in the distance walking straight toward me. I thought it was quite peculiar for anyone to be walking outside so early, but as I got closer, my eyes widened and my heart began to pound. The figure began to resemble a silhouette of someone I immediately recognized, someone who shouldn't be standing in the middle of the road on a foggy morning. As I approached him, I could see he had on a soft white shirt and baggy tan pants, his bare feet sticking out from the bottom as he carried his brown sandals in his hand. He appeared to be in his mid-30s, with wavy brown hair and a full beard, although he had a neatly kept appearance. He looked exactly like Jesus, like all those drawings in children's Bible storybooks, and he was now oddly standing right in front of my dad's house. My heart skipped a beat. My thoughts raced. My mind knew Jesus Christ wouldn't be standing in front of a house in a small beach town in North Carolina. But my heart told me he was indeed there. I could not take my eyes off him. Chill bumps covered my body from head to toe. As I crept past him and pulled into the driveway, his eyes met mine for a split second and a sweet, gentle smile washed over his face. Then he nodded and disappeared into the fog. I sat in my car somewhat stunned. For one moment, it had felt as if I were looking into the eyes of Jesus. A sense of peace flooded my spirit. It was as if God's quiet whisper penetrated my heart, assuring me that, regardless of the outcome, everything would be okay, even though the healing journey for my dad would be long. Throughout that day at the hospital, I couldn't get the man in the fog out of my head. I truly felt as if I had experienced a Jesus encounter, and he was right by my side all day long. Now, I'm not saying I actually saw Jesus, of course, but I do believe he divinely designed that meeting in the road and orchestrated it as a sign that I would recognize. I think he intended to saturate my heart with the reminder that he really does walk among us. And he is always with us in every situation, especially those in which our hearts are heavy and burdened with unknowns. In a very tangible way, Jesus showed me he understands my fears and he cares. I think he also knew I really needed to see him that day.